From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God, to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Every Sunday is different. Every Sunday is different. Every Sunday is different. Every Sunday is different. Tell the Lord, I don't want today to be like last Sunday. I'm looking for more. I'm expecting more. I'm ready for more. Yes, Lord, Kebrus Cabrandere Rakatabara Bakibro, Shikibundo, Bekebrene, Bekeberebe Satabara Bakabra Baba, Randereme, Kebre Rabasi Cabaranda, Bakabruso Toboromo Kebrebebe, Rekeberene, Bekeri Abasatabara Baba, Rekeberebe Kebrendere, Mekebrene, Makatabara Bakabra Baba, Leblo, Shikebrebebe, Kebrende. Rakata baraba kabra baba, lelo londo lo moshi kebere. Rakabara bakabra baba kiri erere. Kabara ndereme kabra sata baraba baba. Lelo lo moshi kebere bereme kabara baba. Lelere kebere beshetere ya baba baba. Blessed be your name, O God.
You are my life and salvation. Who shall I fear? You are the strength of all my days. Of whom shall I be? Christ, Son of the living God, you are.
God. Father, this morning, what a blessing, what a privilege to be in your house. A house where David said, a day in your cause is better than a thousand out there. No matter the circumstances, no matter the conditions, your house is still the best place to be. Thank you for gathering us. Thank you for bringing us together. As our Lord, you will speak to us, affect our lives. You give us a word in season, even out of season. Our Lord, you will not allow us, oh God, to leave your presence the same as we came. Thank you, Father, for speaking to us this morning. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Somebody said a bigger amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated.
You ask me, who do I say that you are now? Say that you are the Christ, Son of the living God. You ask me, who do I say that you are an I? Son of the living God.
Job chapter 15 and verse 8. Job chapter 15. Manasseh, did you bring your working gear to work today? Where's your mother? Hey, okay. Richard and Crystal, you're welcome. Wow. Vanessa, your son is afraid of me. I think he's afraid of me now. Zoe, I hope you like me. You like me? You're sure you like me? Okay. You don't like Manasseh more than me? Job chapter 15 and verse 8, early rain service. Our time is actually up already, but I'll preach for a few minutes and then we'll be out of here. Bible says, "Hast thou heard the secret of God?" It's a question. Job chapter 15 and verse 8, we're looking at victory secrets. Victory secrets. And we're saying that there are things that are hidden. Maybe the high is a little too much, Joey. Oh, no. You know, there are secrets, they are hidden. Yeah, I think it's better. They're hidden, isn't it? It was probably the high also, which is probably misbehaving. Okay. Anyway, I will not be overwhelmed, isn't it? God, I look to you. I will not be overwhelmed. Yeah, where my help comes from. I'm saying that we're looking at victory secrets, and there are secrets in this world, in this life, that we need to know and to have to be victorious. How many of us want to be victorious in life? You see, we say it, right? I say it. I say it in the church, and I don't know how much you believe when I say it. But I say that, you see, it is God. It takes God to be victorious in anything. And therefore, somebody was asking Job, have you heard the secret of God? It's like there is something that is hidden that you should know and you don't know. And that is why you are going through what you are going through. Because the book of Revelation, for example, is a hidden book. When you read Revelation, people think they understand Revelation. Revelation is a very secret, distinguished book. That you need, it's like something that is secret and has been revealed. The seal has been broken off a lot of things. So the Bible is actually God's mind. And we are going through some things that are in the Bible that will help us to be victorious. Hey, let me tell you, all of us want to be happy in life. Oh. Yes. If you are here, you say we don't want to be happy in life, then you are an animal. Yeah, everybody here. I don't even have to ask you how many of you want to be happy in life. I know you want to be happy in life. I know you want to succeed in life. I know you want to be victorious in life. But let me tell you,
The secret is not in your education. The secret is not in your background. The secret is not in anything. The secret is with God. I tell you, the secret is with God. Now, it will cost you maybe your lifetime to discover this secret. If you don't listen to the word of God, it will cost you your entire life. And you still realize that I spent my life to know that I am far from close. The greatness of our God. So we've been looking at some things in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, that are secrets. That if we were to lay hold on it, if we were to accept it, if we were to relate with it, that we'll become more victorious in life. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
So we go to Revelation chapter 3 and verse 15. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 15. Last Friday, we were praying in the night to the morning. And then the Lord spoke to us as a church, isn't it? The Lord speaks to me by text message. And he speaks to the church by prophecy. And the Lord spoke. The Lord spoke by prophecy that the devil is not happy with us at all. But he has never been happy with us. So. But it's good to know that, you know, the Lord is reminding us that the devil is never happy with us. Amen. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 15, the Bible says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. He says, I would thou wert cold or hot. Is it 15? Let's go to the pathway to the church in what, Laodicea? Is it Laodicea? Of 14. Okay. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans. Right. These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. He says, I know thy works. God knows your works. I said, God knows your works. And in this life, there's something called works that we are supposed to do some works. You know, and this is a church that promotes work. But you see, our mind towards work is wrong. That's why when we go to work, we don't want to work, but we want to get the pay. When we go to work, we don't want to work, but we want the salary. And that's how come in the recent camp in Florida that I was at, that Bishop said, Bishop, the theme of the camp was, the reward for hard work is more work. I mean, we were all surprised. How can you give me more work as a reward? But you see, that is what it is, except that we don't realize that is what it is. Because if you are moved from a supervisor to a manager, is it not more work you're going to get? But we don't see it like that. You see it like more money, but the more money comes with more work. So whenever you are promoted, that is when you're doing your more work. So if you don't find yourself doing more work, it means you have not been promoted. Yeah, we also go for our camp with the same theme and see. Because when you are promoted, when God promotes you, he gives you more work. Yeah, he said, you have been faithful in little. Come, I'll put you over much. That's what the scripture says. When Joseph was Joseph was in charge of the prison, and he was doing his work well, and then he interpreted a vision and dream. When he was promoted, when Joseph was promoted from the prison, where did he go? He became a prime minister. There was more work. So those of you who think that more work is bad, you are actually running away from promotion. Yeah. And so if you are in the church, you are not working. It means that you have not even started. You have not been enlisted on the payroll. You don't deserve any salary. You don't deserve any reward. You don't deserve any blessing because you are not working. You are idle. If there's anything our church stands for, it's work. And many people run away from the work. One day, a lady in the church sent me a message. She said, Bishop, I want to be honest with you. I don't want to do any church work. I said, I like your honesty. God bless you. Just relax. We will do more work. I want to start a third church. I was telling the people in the office. I said, Bishop, my Sundays after here, I'm going to preach in Wales. I'm going to go to tuition after that also. Oh, cry. Because your promotion comes from more work. So when you come and you sing in the choir, Shining Star, you come and sing in the choir, and then you go home, you're one of the most miserable people in the world. Yeah. So I sent Pastor Roberto, I sent him to London. He's going to London every Sunday morning. He's gone. More work. I sent Reverend Isam to New Amsterdam too. He's also gone this morning. He went last week, he's gone this morning too. Yeah, you should travel, spend money, and go and preach and come. Nobody has any salary for you. But the work is the reward. Yeah. No, you gotta. Yeah. No, you don't know that when you are sitting down, you are not. God does not notice you when you are not working. So he said, I know your works. I know how you live your life. Onasi, is that you? He said, I know you. God says, I know you. I know. Hey, you think God says, I know you. And I know your works. And he says, when I analyze your works, I can see that you are neither cold nor hot. He said, I wish you make yourself known. In other words, people who are lukewarm are deceptive. Because God is saying, I would that were you say, you know what, I don't want to do this, but don't come inside and not give it your all. Because another secret is that what you are showing is not your all. You can be hot if you want to be hot. That is why lukewarmness has a deception about it. When you see people, because if you see people in another environment, in another world, in their comfort zone. You see, Manasseh, when did I take you with me? Was it last 2 weeks? And then last week you didn't come. You ran away from me. I don't know what Zoe told you. I'm sure your mother will not tell you that. Zoe will tell you something. I took him with me to Wales. Come and see. The boy miserable. I said, you want chicken? He said, nah. He may see bed. Sunday afternoon bed? Hey! Odessa! I had to organize for a driver to bring him away from him. Because if he proposes, I'll take him again today. Two is better than one. Thank you, Manasseh. But Manasseh tells me he plays basketball. I'm sure on the basketball court, you don't see him take the ball like that. I wish I had a ball to display. I know he doesn't do that. That. I'm sure. Yeah. You see, so God is saying that I know you. I see all the places you go to. I know all the things you do. But you see, when it comes to me and it comes to my things, you behave as if this is all that you can do. He said, I know that is not all that you can do. He said, I know that is not all that you can do. You can do far better than that. And see, this church is work. I don't know. I don't know. I don't. We'll go. We'll come back to work. That's all we know. It's souls. It's people. It's going for people. It's looking after people. It's preaching to people. That is the thing. That is what we are here for. So when you come around and you're in the church, and then you can do a little bit more. I believe you can do a little bit more. I believe you can do a little bit more than what you are doing. I believe so. You see, and God is speaking to you through us. Because God says, I know. If only you could just tell me that you don't love me. Because anytime I call you, you say, I'm coming. When you come, you say you're in a hurry. You have to go and check one or two things. I mean, why don't you just tell me that you don't want me? Why are you keeping me in a certain balance? Marissa, it's like, and that's what we say. That if somebody says that they love you, the only other step that proves that they love you is to marry. That's what it is. It is not about what you think, your philosophy. Your philosophy does not take away the fact that your lack of decision making is also equal to you are not serious. It's not because I don't have money. It's not because this. No. The fact that you can live with somebody for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, and you still love the person. And you can't marry. You can't decide to marry. You can marry. You are just not decided. You are lukewarm. You're lukewarm. Because you can do a little, just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. And that's what we say. So I don't care, and we don't care how he loves you or how she loves you. If that is real, it should be translated. The proper and the logical translation is that after somebody dates you or takes you out for 2 years, hey, I beg you. You do 2 years. My God. What do you want to know again? You want to know the person's great, great, great grandmother? She's dead already. What are you looking for? You want to know him. And you want to know him. You know the clitoris. You know everything already. What do you want to know more? What more do you want to know? Enos and all of that. You know it. What more are you looking for? The only explanation is that you can do more, but you don't want to do more. That's the only explanation. It makes you look warm. But you see, many people can't interpret it this way. That's why God is saying that I wish you could just go here or be here. Because what you are giving me is not what I need. It's not what you can do. Oh, this, when you come here, you will change. If you come and you really sing, you will change. But things will work for you, I tell you. Yeah. He goes on to say what? So then, because thou art lukewarm, God says, and neither cold nor hot. You see, if you were hot, I understand. If you were cold, but because you are neither of the two, he says, I will make my decision. I will decide about you. I will not wait for you to be in my presence with this kind of thing. I will get you out of my presence. Yeah. I'm not deceived that you can do more and you don't want to do more. So I will decide to not have anything to do with you. Because if I'm going to wait for you, I'll wait for too long. Yeah. Dismissal letter. So God is not deceived at all. That's the first key, isn't it? That God is not deceived. Lukewarmness does not deceive God. It is us human beings you can deceive, but not God. What's number two? Eh? What? The self-righteousness in lukewarmness, isn't it? Because when you're lukewarm, it's like you're self-righteous. Oh, me? I don't do, I end up on them things. I don't do those. I don't do that. I don't do this. Oh no, it's self-righteousness. You are trying to position yourself in a very right place, deciding what you will do, what you will like, and what you will not like. What's number three? You're waiting. Hey, you have not gone far at all. Are you sure you're waiting? You should have number three. Huh? Huh? No? Okay, you can have any point. Number 200 is okay. Take this one. I don't know what number it is for you. This is number three for me. Number three for me. But it can be your number 504. That's okay. I'm glad you have more points. God has given you more revelation to have more points. Yeah. One thing that lukewarmness shows is enmity. there is enmity in lukewarmness. Yeah. When you're lukewarm, it actually means you are an enemy. You see, we church people and human beings can probably not diagnose lukewarmness and say, this means that, that means this. But God is the one guiding us. That's why we're asking ourselves, have thou heard this? God has given us a secret. That when you see somebody who is not so much into something, and don't believe. Onase? Gordon, where's Gordon? Anita Gordon. It's not on your Onase. You think he can do a little bit more? You think this is the only thing he can do? Oh, God, we are not deceived. And because of the scriptures, we know. We just look at you and smile at you, but we know you can do a little bit more. Yeah, Charlene. You know you can do a little bit more. When you send me the testament, that's why I didn't talk about it again. You know, your face. I said, even Alexis, how much more the United Denomination of originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. Left she alone. She left she alone. Yeah. Your lukewarmness is equal to the fact that you are an enemy. So when you are lukewarm, it doesn't mean, look at Shatu there, baby. Hey. I wish you could hold the church also like that. I said, Shepherd House. Oh, Shepherd House. Oh. Let baby do. Yeah. Yeah. Shepherd House saying, later. I'm tired. I'm telling you, lukewarmness means you are an enemy. It is so serious. Because when you are lukewarm, you are neither here nor there. Your stand is not clear. And Jesus says something in Matthew chapter 12, verse 30. We are closing. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 30. I'm preaching comfort because the bridge is closed. I would have gone a long time ago. Because we didn't come early. We didn't come. 7 to 9. We finished. The bridge is closed. That's why I'm still here. If it was open, I would have gone, left you and gone a long time. Yeah. When it rains, you feel like you are cold. Yeah, you can do better than that. There are things you walk through the rain to go and do. Cry. Even chicky chicky, you walk through the rain to go and do chicky chicky. Yeah. Patricia, you walk in the rain. You gonna do chicky chicky? I'm saying that the Bible shows us that if you are, your stand is not clear. And most of the time, our stands are not clear. We don't declare our stands. Because when we say, this is me, you are afraid of the repercussions. So we go along with many things as if we are into it, but we are not into it. So Jesus said, he that is not with me is not that person is incapacitated. It's not that person doesn't have money and therefore I understand the situation. It's not because that person, doesn't understand and therefore he says that as long as you fall in the category that you are not with me, your stand is not declared that you are cold or hot. He says to me, it means you are my enemy. This is the words of Jesus. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if you look at it, you can be very confused about how people behave. I see God is God. That is why when he gave one talent to this guy and he said, he came back and the guy said, here is your one talent. He said, you are a wicked servant. What do you mean by wicked servant? He gave me one. I kept it for you. Now, Anita, McLean, if I'm traveling, I give you $1 million. And you say, me? I know how business stay. Me won't do nothing with this money. Let me go and just stash it. When a man come back, I give you $1 million. There's nothing wrong with it. You gave me money to keep. When you came back, I've given it to you. If you look at it from the human sense, I don't see anything wrong with it. I didn't spend $1 out of it. I didn't put $1 on top of it. So what's your problem? Is it not the money you gave me? Is that not how it is? When you gave me, isn't not the book you gave me? So I gave you back the book with this part torn like that. I mean, is that not how you gave it to me? So what's the problem? Bully. I think God is speaking to you. I said, what do you expect? You left the car with me. The car is still there. What's the problem? But you see, remember we are dealing with God. And God is explaining our behavior in a different way. He's saying that the fact that you didn't move the car does not mean that you are good. In fact, it means you are wicked. Because many of us would like to go to church and just after church we go home, nice Christian life, you and your family. And that's what many people like. I came to church. Didn't I come to church? I came to church. Didn't I pay my tithe? I gave offering. Didn't I give offering? So what more do you want from me, Bishop? Bishop man, what more do you want from me? I come to the church. I pay my tithe. I give offering. After church, I say hello. And I go me play. I go me into my house. And I do my thing. I prepare my children for CXC. I prepare them for common entrance. I go and rest. We play domino, family time and all of that. Bishop man, what is your problem? But the problem is that I have not gone home to play domino. I am somewhere working. So if you really are with me, you also be with me working, or you'll be somewhere working in my name. So the fact that that has not happened means that you are not with me. And that means the deduction of that matter is that you are against me. That's what it is there. Because if you are with me, you'll be doing what I'm doing. Jesus had to, you have to have a revelation about that guy. He said, take that one from him. That one that you had, take it away from him and give it to the one who got more. He said, and put this guy in outer darkness where there's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth about something that I don't think I did anything wrong about. How many things do you have in your mind, in your life, that you think you've not done anything wrong? God has a different idea about it. Whose report will you believe? The Bible says, let every man be a liar. Only God be truth. This is God's interpretation of our attitudes in the church being lukewarm. He says, you think I'm impressed? One day the Lord spoke to me. He told me, my text message. He said, impress me. Yeah. He said, make my hand move. That's exactly his word. He said, son, make my hand move. I knew from the start that, Charlie, how do you make God's hand move? Charlie, it's not easy. Then I thought I was grooving. Then one day the angel Gabriel sent me a text message. He said, and in the text message, as we were talking, he said, I can tell you, he is not impressed at all. I got depressed that day. I don't normally get depressed. I'm not a depressed type. Many of you, I know you, the depressed types around. I know you. There are plenty around. From your face, cry. I can. If I don't know you from today, I can diagnose you. I know that works. Now I'm depressed. He said, Gabriel said, brother, I can tell you, your father is not impressed a bit. I said, so you see me preaching and moving around. God is not so impressed about me, you know. I'm sure you are impressed with me. Say, oh, bishop, oh, bishop, 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 for bishop. He says he loves me. That's what I said. I love you always. But Gabriel said, I want to tell you a secret. I am my brother. He said, let me tell you. He said, your father is not impressed at all.
I would have been depressed.
This is not going to heaven to find out that you are not, God is not happy with you. This is right here on earth. God is talking to you about something. And then he's telling you that this thing I spoke to you, I don't know, when I preach to you with my things, I feel nice, but when I go, I don't feel nice. Yeah. I said, I'm not impressed at all. He said, Gabriel told me, he said, let me tell you, your father is not impressed at all. And he used the word at all. Sometimes I wonder, how does an angel use these kind of words? An angel will come and say, oh, holy thou art. So peace be unto you. He said, your father is not impressed at all. Oh, yeah, it finished. That day finished. I got stuck in my house all day. I couldn't go out of the house. He knows your works too. He knows what you can do. When Shawin joined the church, Shawin told me he was going to bring out the CD. I have been waiting for the CD. It's 13 years now. I'm waiting for the Jesus CD. I'm waiting for the CD. Hey, Shawin. With all the songs you sing here. You're still recording? Okay, all right. Yeah. No, you see, so even this I'm talking about, it could be the same thing like the talent. Because if you hear the Kester Dean, if you hear the Jombi music they play around, I'll call it Jombi music. Yeah. Then you who has, you know, be exposed to a bit of an international environment, if you were to bring out a CD, people might not know you, but we will buy. Yeah, we'll say, hey, I like the part when he said, Jesus. I like that part. Yeah. I remember Anita Gordon when she started Home Cell. Anita, I'll never forget that. I'll never. Anita went to the house and the people, either they were not there or they are close to the place, they said they won't give her the place again or something like that. And then she organized the people around the horse cart. And that's where she preached the people up from the horse cart. I tell you. I used to call my horse cart cell leader. Yeah. God knows what you can do. In fact, you are almost, if not there, you are almost an enemy of God, even as you are in the church. Because what he's doing, you are not with him. That's what he said, he that is not with me is against me. So how do I know? But Lord, I love you. I come to church. No. What he's doing, are you doing the same thing? Coming to church and going, it does not end it. If I were you, I would check my life and see whether I am doing what God is doing. I am doing what God is doing. You are into the things that God is into. And the things that God is into is what your pastor is into. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. So what I'm into is actually what God is into. When I went to Wales, I started Wales. Was it June? We went there? We started the church in June? It's June, we started church. And then when I saw the attendance here, come down. I asked God, I said, what happened? What did I do wrong? God said, you didn't do anything wrong. Going to start another church as a second church, you didn't do anything wrong. So it means that as I'm starting churches, there's nothing wrong about that. But if we here in East Lapentas make it look as if my destiny and my is just right here. I should just be here and just stay here. I can't have two churches. I can't have three churches. Why can we not have more churches? Why can we not rise up and do Patri? Why can we not have churches? God said, no, you didn't do anything wrong. Because I almost felt like leaving here to go and start another church was a wrong decision I made. He said, no. Because you are doing what I do. And that's looking after people, going for people, searching, going for the lost. My time is up. Please stand.
Continue next week. Hallelujah.
So, some of us are like Satan. That's what. Like if you're, who's the enemy of God? Marissa, who's the enemy of God? Is it not Satan? So you can come from Craig. You can come and be with me Sunday mornings. Before you go and do, this is the main course. Go and do dessert in Pearl. You can come every Sunday morning. I want to see you every Sunday. When I'm preaching, I want to see your face. Check yourself if you are not becoming Satan. Oh, you don't understand. When Peter told Jesus, you will not die. What was he trying to say? He said that you are going against what I stand for. And he referred to Peter as Satan. So, I don't know how many Satans are in the church. You should look around you and see whether there's some Satan standing around you. Yeah, it is that Satan that fights the moving and the growing of the church. Yeah. Alright. I stand in awe of you. Oh, I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to all praise. I stand in awe. Father, this morning we want to say thank you. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for opening our eyes. That our lack of going all out and committing ourselves fully to what you are doing currently in the church is equal to being against you and being your enemy. Well, we don't want to be classified like that. We don't want to be in that place. Therefore, we ask for your forgiveness and your mercy. The Lord, you take us away out of that position of being the opposition. Rather, Lord, we are with you. We love you. We support you. We support the things you are doing. And we are with you and we are in it, oh God. Wherever we went wrong, Lord, help us to come out of it and stand with you and fight for you and be with you. Thank you, Father, for speaking to us. In Jesus' name.
Maybe as you are listening to me right now, you know deep down in your heart that you are not born again. You know deep down in your heart that you are not saved. If you were to die right now, will you go to heaven or hell? It takes faith. It takes believing in Jesus to go to heaven. You want to pray this prayer with me and say, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the precious blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me. And I believe God raised him from the dead. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe with all my heart that by this prayer, I am saved from hell. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. You are born again. God bless you.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.